You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Genesis, chapter 39, verse 1 to 3. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt, and an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him down there. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand. Now, Joseph was sold to slavery, and he was brought to Egypt where Potiphar bought him. But if you look at that verse 2, it says the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, or he was a successful man. How can you say that a slave boy is successful? How do you describe a slave boy as prosperous? It is because what God calls prosperity is not what man calls prosperity. What God calls success is not what men call success. In fact, what God calls poverty is not what God calls poverty. It's always sad that even though expressly it has been stated in the scriptures, where God had clearly revealed to us that our definition of poverty is wrong and that our definition of prosperity is wrong, and he gave us definition of prosperity or success, and also gave us definition of poverty, we have refused to accept his definition, and we prefer by our own. In Revelation chapter 2, speaking to the church in Smyrna, Jesus said to them, "I know thy poverty, but thou art rich." The church in Laodicea, Jesus said to them, "You said you are rich, but thou art poor." So you see the perspective of Jesus. Not being able to buy food, pay your bills, Jesus does not see you as being poor. Now, being able to buy things you like, do everything, and you are not in right standing with Jesus, then Jesus described you as being poor. Sadly, many preachers today, when they talk about poverty, being poor, they are simply talking to people who don't have money. They refuse the definition of Jesus. When they talk about prosperity, they are talking about people who are rich. That's why you see preachers using the richest men in the world or in different continents as example in their preaching for riches. But look at the scriptures here. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man. Prosperity is the presence of God in a life. The presence of God minus money is still prosperity. If you have God, you have everything. Do you think when you have God, you need an addition to it? It's because you don't know God that you think, "Oh, when I have God, I should have money along with it." No, when you have God, you already have everything. Joseph had God. He said the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord chose to be with Joseph. The Lord enjoyed being with Joseph. The Lord is not with everybody, brethren. It's not everybody that the Lord is with. But any man that the Lord is with is a prosperous man. I pray you will stop envying people. How can you receive the Holy Spirit? How can you receive Jesus into your own heart? The presence of God in you is more than what Joseph experienced, but you consider yourself to be poor. You think people who have money are people who are prosperous, who are successful. And you, because you cannot even make your hair, you think that you are a poor person. It is you that do not understand who you are and don't know what you have. Joseph was prosperous, and even his master noticed that. You see, they said his master saw that the Lord was with him. Let me tell you, can people see God in your life? You said you have Jesus. Joseph didn't have Jesus. You said you have Jesus. Can they see Jesus in your life? Pharaoh, a Gentile, saw God in Joseph's life. We can't see Jesus in your life, and yet you are going about saying you are poor. You are envious of people that have paper, that have money, as if that is prosperity. I pray that you will have a new understanding today and understand that what you need is the presence of God in your life. And if you truly have it, even people will see him in your life. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.